Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, through the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to go ahead and start off with a prayer. It says, I believe in God, creator of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascends into hell, he sits at the right hand throne of God, the Father Almighty. From this, he shall come and judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, eternal life everlasting. So today we're going to do our show on St. Paul for its January 25th, the conversion of Paul. And February is the feast of St. Paul's shipwreck of Malta. And June 29th, the feast of St. Peter and Paul, celebrated by most religious orders. His attributes are, well, his sword, and Paul the Apostle, and then Saul of Tarsus, his apostle, though not one of the 12 apostles, but not the apostle of Christ. He's generally considered one of the most important Christians of Christ. And in the mid-30s and to the mid-50s, he's not the fellow. Paul's advantage of this status as a Jew and Roman citizen minister of the
Jewish and Roman audiences.
According to the writings in the New Testament, Paul, who was originally called Saul, was dedicated to the persecution of the early disciples of Jesus in the area of Jerusalem. In the narrative of the book of Acts, while Paul was traveling on the road to Jerusalem, to Damascus, on a mission to bring them which they were bound into Jerusalem, the resurrected Jesus appeared to him in a great light, and he was struck blind. But after 3 days, his sight was restored by Ananias of Damascus, and Paul began to preach that Jesus of Nazareth is the Jewish Messiah and the Son of God. Approximately half of the book of Acts deals with Paul's life and his works. 14 of the 27 books in the New Testament have traditionally been attributed to Paul. 7 of the epistles are under undisputed by scholars as being authentic, with varying degrees of argument about the remainder. Pauline authorship of the epistle to the Hebrews, which is not inserted to the epistle itself, already doubted in the 2nd and 3rd centuries, but almost unquestionably accepted the 5th to the 16th centuries. It is now almost universally rejected by scholars. The other 6 are believed by some scholars to have come from followers writing his name using material from Paul's surviving letters and letters written by him that no longer survive. Other scholars argue that the idea of pseudonymous author for the disputed epistles raises many problems. Today, Paul's epistles continue to be vital roots of theology, worship, and pastoral life in the Catholic and Protestant traditions of the West, and the Orthodox traditions of the East. Among many other apostles and missionaries involved in the Christian life, Paul's influence on Christian thought and practice have been characterized as being as profound as it is pervasive. Augustine of Hippo developed Paul's idea that the salvation is based on faith and works of the law, and Martin Luther's interpretation of Paul's writing influenced Luther doctrines of sola fide. So, there's available sources that you can receive Paul's writings, historical reliability of the Acts of the Apostles. This is a conversion of Saul, fresco, depicted in the painting Michelangelo in 1542-45. And the main source of information about Paul's life is the material found in his epistles in the book of Acts. So, however, the epistles contain little information about Paul's past. The book Acts recount more information but leaves several parts of Paul's life out of his narrative, such as the probable but undocumented execution in Rome. Acts also contradicts Paul's epistles on multiple accounts, in particular concerning the frequency of Paul's visits to the church in Jerusalem. Sources outside the New Testament and mention of Paul include Clement of Rome's epistle to Corinthians, late 1st and 2nd century, and Ignatius of Antioch's letter to the Romans, early 2nd century. The Polycarp's letter to the Philippians, early in 2nd century, and the 2nd century document Martyrdom and Polycarp. Although it has been popularly assumed that his name was changed when he converted from Judaism to Christianity, that is not the case. His name was Saul. And the Hebrew word for the modern is Shul. Tiberium Saul asked for, prayed for, or borrowed. Perhaps after a biblical king, Saul, a fellow Benjamite, and the first king of Israel, according to the book of Acts, he inherited a Roman citizenship from his father. As a Roman citizen, he also bore the Latin name Paul, in biblical Greek, Paulos. In Latin, it's Paulus. So it's quite usual for the Jews of that time to have two names, one Hebrew and the other Latin or Greek. So in the book of Acts, where he had the vision which led to his conversation on the road to Damascus, Jesus called him Saul, Saul, in Hebrew tongue. Later, the vision to Ananias of Damascus, the Lord referred to him as Saul of Tarsus. So, we have the Epistle of Paul to the Apostle to the Ephesians, and Paul, an Apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are Ephesus, and to the faithful of Christ Jesus. His grace unto be unto you in peace for God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God thy Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So in Acts 13:9, Saul is called Paul for the first time on the island of Cyprus, much later than the time of his conversion. The author Luke indicates the names were interchangeable.
Did my daddy call back?
No, he sure didn't. Saul, who... No, he hasn't called. Saul, who has called Paul, here thereafter refers to him as Paul. Apparently, Paul's preference, since he is called Paul in other Bible books, where is mentioned according to those he authored, adopting his Roman name, the typical Paul's missionary. So his method was to put people at the ease and to approach them with the message and the language and the style which they could relate to in 1 Corinthians 9, chapter 19 and 23. The life summary needs to Tarsus is the capital city in the Roman province of Cilicia. Paul wrote that he was a Hebrew born of Hebrews and a Pharisee, and one who advanced in Jerusalem, or in Judaism, beyond many of his peers. He also wrote that he was unmarried, and at least as early of his writings, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8, however, some hold that he had may have been married prior to that due to certain textual analysis of the writings. Another similar rationale, his initial reaction to the nearly formed Christian movement was jealousy, persecuted its followers into violent attempts to destroy the movement. So Paul's dramatic conversion while on the road to Damascus was clearly a life-altering event for him, changing him from one being the early movement's most ardent persecutors to being one of the most fervent supporters. After his conversion, Paul began to preach that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God, and his leadership influence and legacy led to formation of communities dominated by Gentile groups that worship Jesus, adhered to the Judaic moral code, but relaxed or abandoned the ritual of dietary teachings of the laws of Moses. He taught that these laws and rituals are either been fulfilled in the life of Christ or have been symbolic precursors of Christ. So through the exact relationship between Paul and the Apostle of Judaism is still disputed. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, it says, having predestined unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of will, the praise of glory upon his grace is wherein he hath been accepted and that he is beloved. So the early lives in the geography relevant to Paul's life, stretching from Jerusalem to Rome, there are two sources of information by which we have access to the earliest segments of Paul's career. In the Bible, the book of Acts, and the autobiographical elements of Paul's letters to the early church communities, Paul was likely to be born between the years of 5 BC and 5 AD. The book of Acts indicates that Paul was a Roman citizen by birth, and more affirmatively described his father as such. But some scholars have taken issue with evidence presented by the text. And Acts 6, chapter 16, verse 37, and Acts chapter 22, verse 25 through 29. He was a devout Jewish family in the city of Tarsus, one of the largest trade centers on the Mediterranean coast. And it had been in existence for several hundred years prior to his birth. It was renowned for its university during the time of Alexander the Great, who died in 323 BC. So Tarsus was the most influential city in Asia Minor, and Paul referred to himself as being one of the stock of Israel. So back to Ephesians, Epistle Paul to the Ephesians, having known unto us this mystery of will, according to the good pleasure which he had proposed in himself, that is the dispensation of fullness of times, that he might gather together in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So Acts also quotes Paul's referring to his father by saying, Paul, a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Paul refers to his mother in Acts 23, verse 6, as among those at Rome, and he states that his relatives Andronicus and Junia were Christians before he was in the prominent among the apostles. The family had a history of religious piety, and this is in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Apparently, the family lineage had been attached to Pharisaic traditions through offices of generations. So back to Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 11, it says, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things in the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who is trusted in Christ. So, you know, we're on the show today, and I got John Eckhart's book, Prayers That Rout Demons, and it's the source of the Holy Spirit that is the Word of God, and we build ourselves up in faith, and we confess the Word of God, and we give greater confidence when we understand the Word and walk in revelation. Power plugs us into the power source. Or prayer connects us to God that allows the power to flow in any situation. So the first prayers that you begin to start praying and you start ministering to others is confessions. And it says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment I condemn. For I am established in righteousness, and the oppression is far from me. So that's a little bit from Isaiah chapter 54 and 17, and Isaiah 54 and 14. And if you learn to believe that you can confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you will begin to believe that you know, all things through his name and his glory shall be a revival to you in your heart. So while he was still very young, he was sent to Jerusalem to receive his education at the school of Gamaliel, one of the most noted rabbis in history. And the Hillel school was noted for giving his students a balanced education, likely giving Paul's broad exposure to classical literature, philosophy, and ethics. Some of his family have resided in Jerusalem since later the son of one of his sisters saved his life. So if you look in Acts 23 through 16, it says nothing more is known of his background until he takes an active part in the martyrdom of Stephen. Paul confesses that beyond measure that he persecuted the Church of God prior to his conversion. Although we know that from the biography, from the Acts, that Paul could speak Hebrew, modern scholarship suggests that Koine Greek was his first language. And so back to Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13, it says, in whom ye have also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, and the gospel of salvation, in whom also, after that he had believed, he was sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So, in his letters, Paul's reflected heavily upon the knowledge of the Stoic philosophy, using Stoic terms and metaphors to assist his new Gentile converts to understanding the revealed Word of God. Colin, I'll be with you one moment. Can you give me a little bit of quiet time? Please, Colin. Okay, so back to Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 14, which is earnest of our inheritance until redemption is purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I am also that I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Cease not to give, but for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that God and our Lord Jesus Christ is the Father of all our glory. So the tools that he later would use effectively to use the gospel and establish the church solidity in the Roman Empire. There's a painting that you can see for the conversion of Paul the Apostle, conversion of the way to Damascus. And Paul's conversion can be dated to 31 to 36. And by his references to one of the letters in Galatians chapter 1 and 16, Paul writes that God was pleased to reveal the Son to me. And in 1 Corinthians 15:8, he lists an order into which Jesus appeared to the disciples after his resurrection. So Paul writes, last of all, as to the one ultimately born, appeared to me also, according to the accounts in Acts. And it took place on the road to Damascus, which he reported having experienced a vision of the resurrection of Jesus. The account says that he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Saul replied, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Hard for thee to kick against the pricks, according to the counts. And that's Acts chapter 9, verse 1 through 22. It's basically when Paul receives a vision of Christ. For he was blinded for 3 days, and he was led into Damascus by the hand. And during these days, Saul took no food or water and spent his time in prayer to God. When Ananias of Damascus arrived, he laid his hands on him and he said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in thy way of thou camest, hath sent me, thou mightest receive a sight, and he'd be filled with the Holy Ghost. So his sight was restored. And this is Acts chapter 9, verse 17. And he got up and he was baptized. So going back to Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 15, it says, "Wherefore also I heard your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the love unto all the saints, and cease not to give thanks for you, but making mention of you in my prayers, that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. For the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know that the hope, calling, for what riches and glory inheritance in the saints." So the author of Acts and the Apostles likely learned in the conversion from Paul from the church in Jerusalem or from the church in Antioch, is a post-conversion, the conversion of St. Paul. And Paul the Apostle, a remnant, once began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God, and all those that who heard him were astonished and asked. And it says in 17, chapter 1, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Colin, please, can you let me finish the show? Okay, we'll let you use the phone. Actually, I got it out of the power.
I really need to tell people about the phone.
Okay, that's good. So in Ephesians 1 and 17, that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of our glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of knowledge of him. And what is exceedingly greatness of the power to us, or who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which is wrought in Christ. At once began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus, the Son of God. All those who heard him were astonished and asked, "Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on his name?
And hasn't he come here to take them in prison?" Saul is more and more influential about them, like he's living in the nest, like proving that he's in the
In the opening, yes, Colin, the bird is the word. This is my cousin Colin. We're not cousins, but this is my friend Colin. Do you want to speak to Facebook?
Go ahead. Bird is the word. Do you know that bird is the word? Bird is the word. Hi, Facebook. Don't you know that bird is the word? I am a Facebooker too, but I don't talk about the Lord. That's the bird is the word.
Yes, the bird is the word, and that's for Facebook. That's Colin Young here at Green Cove Springs, Florida. And he's in school. How long have you been in school, Colin?
I've been in school this long. Bird is the word. Don't you know that bird is the word? Everybody knows that bird is the word.
The bird is the word. So, having seen Christ as hold on, he wants to say something else.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody does have a good time, and we gonna make you lose your mind. We say, every dance shuffling.
Okay, so that's a little bit from Colin, his testimony. Colin's testimony. Every day we're shuffling. Okay, so having seen Christ, as did the other apostles, Elvis has left the building. Christ appeared to him and appeared to Peter, that James, to the 12 after the resurrection, has called to be an apostle. It's being promised by God beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. being the true Messiah and the Son of God. Ephesians Epistle Paul chapter 1 verse 18 says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and that ye know that the hope is calling, and what the riches of glory and its inheritance in the saints. Sorry, for exceeding greatness of the power to us who believe, according to working with his mighty power." Chapter 1, verse 20, it says, "Which he has wrought in Christ, and he has been raised from the dead, and set him in his own right hand in the heavenly places." So, that's where Ephesians, you know, Ephesians is actually not, it's about, how many pages can we count here? One, two pages. And that's Paul's ministry. And, you know, a lot of it goes back to Acts, so you can read a lot about Paul. He has a brother named David, and that's David Young. And
Black Ops 3 Rocks.
Okay, Black Ops, Black Ops 3 Rocks.
Even though I don't have it.
All right, so he's playing, what game is Black Ops 3?
I don't have Black Ops 3, I just wish I did.
So, yeah, get Black Ops 3, it's a good game. And I used to play that, what was the name of the game I used to play? Oh, Counter-Strike was the one I used to play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not popular, but I think all the kids are playing. What's the game that all the kids are playing?
Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2.
How are you even talking now? It's not even short of saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Stop saying, how are you even talking now? It's not even short of...
It's a radio show.
Hi, all the people out in the whole wide world. My name is Colin Young, and baby, if you want to call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby, because you can wake me up. Oh, and this goes out to Eliza. And it doesn't wreck my plans, baby, that's all right. This is a drive, everything kind of thing. Swing on by, and I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the last, baby. You can crash my party anytime. I can be in the front row, bro, at the best show. And look down and see your face on my phone. And I'm gone so long, I'll meet you in a minute or two. Baby, if you want to call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's all right.
Okay, that's Colin Young from Green Cove Springs. Let's give him a hand. Thanks, Colin. That was great. So, back to the word.
The bird
is the word. And
heaven declared to be the Son of God.
The bird is the word. That's John Eckhart. Thank you. Preach the prophecy, heal the sick, cast out demons, and handbook for defeating the devil, breaking the powers of darkness and releasing the blessings upon the favor of God in your life today is the Overseers of Christian Ministries. It's located in Chicago, Illinois, and gifted with a strong apostolic call. Colin, do you want to read a prayer? Okay.
No, that's your phone.
Can you read a prayer?
Sure.
Can you read a prayer for us?
All right. Eliza, don't be afraid to call me, because baby, if you want to call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's all right. This is a drop, everything kind of thing. Swing on by and I'll pour you. Drink, the door's unlocked, I'll leave us, baby. You can crash my party anytime. It can be 2 in the morning, and I'll be alone, wondering what I'm doing. Go ahead, call me.
Okay, that's Colin, and he says go ahead and call him. You can come to his house in the middle of the night, and he'll drop everything he does, and he'll pour you a drink anytime. So we're...
Eliza.
How old are you, Colin?
No, the song is only for Eliza. Eliza, my girlfriend.
Oh, it's for Eliza. He's got a girlfriend. Okay. Well, I hope she's listening. So, Colin's learning how to read, and he's in school. And we first start off with confessions. And
Praise Stefan.
Praise Stefan. That's for Stefan. Okay, so.
No, Stefan.
Stefan's. I'm learning a little bit. Okay, so. Where were we? So, Ephesians, the Epistle of Paul to the Apostle of Ephesians, in chapter 1, verse 19, it says, "What exceedingly greatness of the power to us who believe, according to the workings of his mighty power, which wrought in Christ, which have been raised from the dead, and set him in his own right hand in heavenly places." So, it has some prayers about, let's see, declaring the Son in heaven. Hey, Colin.
I said the bird is the word.
Oh. Yes, the bird is the word. Thank you, Colin. And through males that are part of Israel, there's an exclusive community of God's chosen people. And
it is now believed that neither that in the creation and the work of Christ is his believers.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I miss you, Eliza.
We miss you, Eliza. Okay.
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Okay.
Only I am. You're not allowed to say that, Dave. Only I am.
All right, I'm not allowed to say that.
All right, so...
Sorry, guys. So far above the principality and power and the might of dominion is every name that which is named, not in this world, but that the world is to come. And half the things under the chapter 1, verse 22, it says, "And hath put all things under his feet, and give him to the head of over all things in the church, and which is in the body, in the fullness of him that fulfilleth in all of us." So, I know that
we do have a
guest call-in number. Let's see if we have the number here. It's guest call-in is 347-855-8716. You can talk to Colin, and he's in school. He's graduating this year. He's in 12th grade, and he's graduating from Clay High School.
I'm going to college.
And he's going to college. And what do you want to be when you grow up, Colin?
I want to be a singer.
He wants to be a singer. So I'm kind of stealing the mic from him today. And he's a young child in God. And
no.
He's not a child. He's how old are you, Colin?
19.
He's 19. And
finally, Dad.
All right, so... Let's see, call in, our guest show call in is 347-855-8716. If you want to call in and talk to us, that's Blog Talk Radio through the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Colin's dad's coming home, He just got off work. Long day. And he's got a lot to we got to do today. We're going to have to clean the house. Probably wash some dishes. And, you know, glorify Jesus. Oh, if you've never seen Eric Horn Schaefer, check him out. It's the Prayer Pharmacy. Eric Horn Schaefer, I think he's like the next Justin Bieber, Bieber. He's got some great rap and some good testimony. He's kind of the one that kind of saved me. And who knows, maybe one day down the road I'll be Justin Bieber. We'll get him on the show. You know, it's only 2 hours. We got 120 minutes. So, confessions. The weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God and pulling down the strongholds. That's 2 Corinthians 10:4. So, back to the Ephesians. It's the Church of Ephesus, which are in the faithful of Jesus Christ. Chapter 2, verse 1 says, "In whom he hath quickened, and wherein at the time of past he walked according to the counsel of the world, according to the prince of powers of the air, the spirit now worketh in children today, among whom he had also in conversation in the past fulfilling of the desire of the mind, that we are a nature of children, and that God, who is rich in mercy, gives great love wherewith each and every one of us." So even though he has quickened us together through Christ, and the grace ye be saved, it hath raised us up together and made us together in heavenly places through Christ Jesus. So they have a song. It's called the How to Pray the Rosary. And I have learned it from St. Sebastian's. I believe it's Catholic Church. And it's a great church. I was actually at St. Catherine's not too long ago, and I talked to Vincent over there, and it's Father Raphael, and my grandfather is actually James Raphael Quinlivan, and I think that, you know, the Lord was actually telling me to go back there, because, you know, there's Mullins that go there, and, you know, we were actually related to some Mullins here in St. Augustine, you know, Elizabeth Rebecca Masters, which is the, they have a street sign called the Masters, or it's Masters Boulevard, or whatever. So, they do have a church there, it's like a basilica, and I believe there's a West Menorcan statue that sits outside the church, and it's a picture of like a prima donna woman holding a baby, and it's, who knows, it could be Elizabeth Rebecca, I don't know, but James Raphael Quinlivan, it shows a picture of a man on the shoulder of Father Camps, which is a diocese in Rome. They no longer, we're from New Smyrna Beach. Actually, James Raphael, during the, I go into this, I tell the story to everybody, but he came from Ireland. And it was during the Golden Age, he actually sailed to West Menorca and married Elizabeth Rebecca Masters. And they had sailed in 8 ships, and they sailed to the New World in 1762, I believe. It was the Beautiful Betsy, the Friendship, the Hope, and the New Fortune, which is the 4 surviving ships. 4 ships were lost, and lots of people that were drowned. But the 4 ships did make it to New Smyrna Beach, and it was a doctor named Dr. Andrew Turnbull. He was a British prime minister. You know, he was very notorious, rich. You know, he had lots of money. So that's how they brought over a lot of the first settlers that came to the United States, you know, 1700s, Florida histories. They're big in, you know, the historical aspect. And you can go to St. Augustine. You can see the Castello de San Marcos and the fort, the Bridge of Lions. So my sister is actually residing in on 3rd Avenue. It's like close to St. Augustine. And they have the two conquistador statues, like motorcyclists. When they come through the area, there's a lot of big biker gangs that come through St. Augustine, and they duck underneath the swords. And that's like one of the things they do. They duck. I don't know. It's some kind of biker tradition. So going back to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, it says, God, rich in mercy and great in love, for then he loved us, even though that quickened us in Christ, grace that we are saved. That in the ages that have come, he saw and shewed the exceeding riches of grace in the kingdoms towards through Christ Jesus. For by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus into his good works. So which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them, wherefore remember that ye being in past the Gentiles in flesh, we are called the eunuch. Circumcision, the uncircumcision. So, Eric Honshaver, I wish I can get him on the line. You know, I think he's in Hawaii, and his dad's a doctor. So, he's got a great ministry for the prayer pharmacy. And he does have some good rap music, he sings, you know, through Christ Jesus. And, you know, I'm not much of a rapper, but I plan on taking the Book of Job, and I plan on doing a rap battle with Eric. And I'm going to I think there's, the Book of Job is actually a great chapter. Just go ahead and start reading if you want to learn about the Lord, because you finally constantly coming back to Job, and you know, without Genesis, it's almost impossible to read. So going back to chapter 2, verse 11, remember that ye being in time Gentiles in the flesh, we are called the uncircumcision by that which is called the uncircumcision that is in the flesh by hands. That at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers in the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Basically, when they say circumcision, it means circumcision in the flesh. It means the Holy Spirit, whether or not you're being born again. So it's circumcision in the heart is also is man of spirit. He is spirit and man. So let me see if anybody's calling in. One second. Bear with me. I can't really go back to this. I'm using one of the Samsung phones, so I can't accept any calls right now because I have to. It will go off the the air. So we got about, I don't know, 3 minutes left. And we'll go ahead and pray, say some prayers with John Eckhart. I take the shield of faith, and I quench every fiery dart of the enemy. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and use... Yeah, I don't have any enemies, but it's just a good book. If you're a Christian and you have enemies, pick up this book. It's like $11 at Barnes & Noble's. And, you know, some people, they are bound up in Satan's poverty. And, you know, this book will redeem you from sickness. It will redeem you from spiritual death, and you will overcome greater than he that is in me, that he is in the world. You know, you can stand and every day having lions girded about the truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the feet shod of the gospel of grace. But, you know, I had visions, like when I was at the Roadhouse Inn, and I was locked up there for like 2 weeks. My dad, we couldn't go anywhere, you know, because we didn't have any lights on our car. And I was preaching the gospel. I had about a couple of sermons that I was preaching there. And they're kind of condemning that place because they're shutting it down for like well, it's not a good place to stay. You know, the Roadhouse Inn, it really turned into a modern-day Egypt. But, you know, there's people like that that live, you know, I just finally came to this Green Cove Springs house that I'm paying rent here. It's like $400 a month and $450 actually. And it's nice. I got my own room and I'm kind of on the porch, you know, preaching the gospel. And we got some good weather today. So I'm real excited about that. You know, Florida weather is great. So I don't know where you guys are from. It'd be nice to get some callers. But my number, we can do another show today and do a prayer group. It's 347-855-8716. 347-855-8716. And it's $2,500 to start a radio broadcast. It's not on the radio, but it's like a web seminar. It's a webcast. And people are actually making money doing this. And, you know, they bring in a lot of followers that actually, you know, get the message across and, you know, let people know that you're son of Christ and you're in Christ Jesus. And, you know, for grace we are saved through faith and not of yourselves, but it's the gifts of God. And not of the works, at least any man should boast. We are for workmanship, creating Christ and all his good works that God hath ordained that we should walk in them. So, read Ephesians. It's a letter. Great letter. And read that today. And
if you get a chance to, you can go over to
Wiki, which is Paul's testimony towards the church for a sinful opposition that would include God's wrath.
And also, God's wrath is serious without his heart. And it was his deal that he was.
It's coming. And I'll have to get my P's and Q's all in order and, you know, really have something to say, you know, on celebration. I believe that in West Minorca they have a holiday. It's kind of like where they carry a cross up to the top of a mountain. And they bring statues of Mary, and it's like a big celebration, and they, I think they sing Forma Jardis. It's like Latin, because I'm actually French and Spanish, so, and I got Irish in me, so my mother is actually Dutch and Welsh, you know, they're from, you know, I don't talk to my mother that much anymore. Well, she, it's good, she was religious. She's not religious anymore. She's kind of a working lady. You know, she does hair. She wants me to get my cosmetology license. Hold on a sec. Yes, sir? Okay. That's my dad. And he went to Norville Hayes University in Pensacola. And that's how they got married. He married my mother when she was like 16 or something. She was real young when they got married. And they had me in 1980. I was actually born in Orange Park, Jacksonville. And Orange Park is great. So going back to the Word, chapter 2, verse 15, says, having abolished the flesh in the enmity of the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, for to make himself a twain of a new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God and by the body of the cross, having slain the... So, is basically saying to be reconciled. Reconciled is kind of like redeemed, redeemed by the curse of the law. It says, every man who's hung on a tree is redeemed from the curse of the law. And that's actually, I don't have my Kenneth Hagin Bible with me. You know, I want to stay in the Word and stay in His ministry. And John Eckhart's book says, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am redeemed from poverty. I am redeemed from sickness. I am redeemed from spiritual death. And that's Galatians 3:13. It says, I overcome all because greater is he that is in me that is in the world. I stand in the evil day having my loins girded about the truth, and my breastplate of righteousness. My feet are shod with the gospel of peace, and I take the shield of faith, and I'm covered with the helmet of salvation. I use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the mouth. So, we are delivered from the power of darkness, and we are translated into the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says, I tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. So you don't have to live in fear, but in power of love and of a sound mind. For blessed is all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places of Christ Jesus. For we are healed in the stripes of Jesus. For the hand upon the rock is the hand upon the neck of the enemies. Anoint your head with oil, and the cup shall run over you. Goodness and mercy shall follow you in all days of life. You are anointed to preach and teach, to heal and cast out. You shall receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and reign in life through Christ Jesus. For you have a life that is more abundantly if you walk in the light, for you are light, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. So we are righteous in God's through Christ. For the head is not the tail. Who shall decree a thing, it shall be established in life. And have favor in God and with any man. And with the riches in your house will be righteousness, and it shall endure forever. So, I don't know any songs. I know one song is good that I like is You Are My Sunshine. And I would like to sing that, but I don't have that with me today. I don't know how much time we have left. I'd like to pray with you guys today. You know, Lord Jesus Christ, let us pray together that we shall preach the peace and for him that is in success for those who are in the Spirit. Therefore, let's not be strangers and let's not be foreigners, but fellow citizens with saints and of households of God. We build upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief corner of the stone, in whom we building a fitly frame together that shall grow in the holy temple of the Lord, and whom we also will be built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Is for we are not prisoners of Christ. We have heard the dispensation of grace of God and give it to you in inward. So that's our revelations for today, and I'm going to go ahead and sign off Blog Talk Radio. So God be with you, and may God shine grace upon you, and keep believing in Jesus. For let us pray by his life, death, and resurrection, his purchased for us rewards of eternal life. Grant, we beseech thee, that meditating upon the Blessed Holy Rosary and the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and contain what they promise. It's the same Christ, our Lord.
The holidays for 12 months, but I don't know what the price would be.